studying, graduated from medical school in 1993, came to the U.S. in 1994.
Which medical school?
Tanjavur Medical College in Tanjavur, T-H-A-N-J-A-V-U-R, Medical College in Tamil Nadu in India. So graduated in 1993, came to the U.S. in 1994, took time out, like a sabbatical for till 2002, when I started my residency in family medicine, after clearing my boards and everything, and in St. Francis Hospital, family medicine residency program. 2005, I graduated, you know, my residency program. 2006, I joined, Forward Manor, and also joined my husband's practice, Dr. Vinny Kripalu, which is called Premier Physicians. You know, and I used to do outpatient and then long-term care also. I also worked with hospice, Seasons Hospice, for, a year. In between, I did do a lot of home care visits also at that point. So I had kind of a nice blend of, you know, inpatient, not inpatient, outpatient as a clinical satellite practice, as well as, like geriatrics. And then from 2013, we started or co-founded Trinity Medical Associates. And from then it was purely outpatient based and some home care. Then 2013, I don't know the year though, we can put anywhere honestly. So I did get certified, I'm a Reiki master, at a master level. So it is level one, level two, and then the master level. So I'm, you know, certified, you know, at the master level. And then also, I did practice Touch for Health, which is another complementary, energetic, you know, a path or a technique or, I don't know, what do you call it? School, something like that.
Yeah.
And then also I did something called Silva, Silva Method, and I'm a lifetime member of the Silva Institute, for doing their, program or certification. Then did, also, bless you. And then also didn't do a certification, but, you know a lot and have been practicing and teaching tapping, which is called emotional freedom technique. And that's one more. And then also practiced a lot of counseling on functional medicine, which is called functional or nutritional endocrinology, and you know, enrolled in a school by Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and practice that and help people very holistically. Also, I'm trying to see what else. I have a whole journey in my spiritual journey. Encountered a lot of different practices and tools and paths. Started with the self-realization, then did also learn, I don't know if it matters, it's like the inner engineering from, you know, Sadhguru. Yeah, however we want to do that. And then also did, I was going to say, I don't know if you want to put some sadhana, yeah, exactly, because they wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And through from 2005 up to now, and it's still ongoing.
Right. Are there all the cooking classes you've done? You
know, right. So did, like, you know, cooking classes monthly, every other month, by inviting people over.
When did that begin?
That was 2 years, 3 years ago.
Okay.
So having till the COVID, you know, it used to be a regular practice. And then, let's see, what else? Am I missing anything? Something I'm missing. I cannot remember. Also, energy medicine, you know, learned a lot of techniques in energy medicine, energy practices, and I'm still going through school, And that's the idea. A breath work, that is another, you know, field, which is, you know, again, all the complementary, in the complementary area. I think those were the main things.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Let's start with that and then. Yeah.